boy, this one on this side.
Oh, oui.
Dallas and the Medina Valley Panther Band. Ladies and gentlemen, another song. Thank you very much, chorus. Thank you very much, band. Ladies and gentlemen, Father Larry Steuben, St. Louis Church.
Lord God, we pray this afternoon the people of Castroville and this area and all of our guests with joy and with pride. And we pray with humility and with thanksgiving. Lord, we pray with joy and pride as we celebrate this flag raising on the occasion of the 200th anniversary of our country. With joy and pride in our country and its people and our own community and its place in the history of this country. Lord, we pray with joy and pride as this afternoon in this small community with all of its history and all of its traditions, we welcome a large group from Alsace in France. We welcome representatives from Mexico and representatives from other communities and other areas. And we know, Lord, that in this place we have rooted ourselves together as a people. Lord, with humility we pray, because as a nation and as a people, and as a community, we have not always succeeded. Sometimes we have failed. Failed to be what we wanted to be, to do what we wanted to do. But Lord, we stand before you and ask for forgiveness for those failings, even as we rejoice with pride. And finally, Lord, we pray with thanksgiving for all that has been, in the history of our country, in the history of our community. And Lord, we who began as a nation by saying, "In God we trust," renew that commitment today. And we look forward with your protection and your blessing and your help to all the years and the centuries that lie before us. Amen.
The Honorable Ernest Speed, Mayor of Castroville.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. First, the good news. I'm not going to make a speech. There are many dignitaries here today, too many to acknowledge individually. Lest I omit someone, I will leave that up to Mr. Bill Stege. Today our town is made a bicentennial city. Let us thank God that we have the privilege to do so, to raise our flag. I am personally proud to take a part of this momentous an historical occasion. Our deepest thanks to you who have come out to join us, the area visitors, the many Alsatian visitors, and our own townspeople. I extend to you, on behalf of our whole city, a joyous, warm, and hearty Texas welcome. Thank you.
Le maire de Castroville, M. Speed, nous a dit tout d'abord une bonne nouvelle, à savoir qu'il n'entendait pas faire un discours.
Voilà, voilà.
Il y a ici ce soir, enfin cet après-midi, de nombreuses personnes officielles qui sont venues. Et je profite de cette occasion pour leur adresser le plus sincère welcome
I'm sorry, I cannot read you.
Ah, il n'a pas traduit, c'est lui qui traduit en lisant.
So,
En cette approche du bicentenaire de la révolution américaine qui se tiendra en 1976, la ville de Castroville a eu le grand avantage de pouvoir être nommée ville officielle du bicentenaire, et c'est pourquoi cet après-midi sera élevé le premier drapeau en la mémoire de cet anniversaire de 1776 de l'indépendance américaine.
Oh. Bravo, bravo.
Je suis personnellement très fier de ce qui est arrivé à la ville de Castroville à cette occasion. Et j'en profite pour remercier ceux qui en fait en sont responsables, à savoir tous ces nombreux visiteurs alsaciens qui nous ont permis d'être élevés au niveau d'une ville du bicentenaire américain, et je les remercie très, très sincèrement d'être venus aussi nombreux en ce grand jour. Et monsieur le maire laisse la parole maintenant à monsieur Bill Steggy.
Did you say so? The 200th anniversary of America's independence reaches us on July the 4th, 1976. A moment to mark the presence of the oldest continuous republic in the history of the world. A moment to reflect on 200 years of challenge and change. 200 years of hope and hurt. 200 years of yesterdays and todays. And 200 years of millions of people grappling to understand the meaning of an idea that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Ladies and gentlemen, the American Bicentennial Committee of Castroville, consisting of Honorable Chairman Colonel Mrs. Bornan, could you stand up? Dr. and Mrs. Woodrow Sharp, Chairman of the Heritage 76. Mr. and Mrs. General Foxworthy, Chairman, Festival 76. Mr. and Mrs. Ellis Burgess, Chairman, Horizon 76. Mr. and Mrs. Fred Williams, Publicity Chairman. Mr. and Mrs. John Happ, Educational Coordinator. Cordially, thank you for attending today and welcome you to our first official function as the Bicentennial Committee. Ladies and gentlemen, our first guest today wrote a letter about 3 weeks ago. She said, "Dear Sir, we in Temple, Texas are going to have a folklife festival next April or May. Our class has studied the Alsatians. We want to know about them. So we have invited her down here. It looked like a high school girl's writing. Ladies and gentlemen, from Jefferson Elementary School, the fifth grade's Pamela Wright."
Ladies and gentlemen, greetings from the people of Temple, Texas, and a special hello from the students at Jefferson Elementary. I'm greatly honored to be here today taking part in your ceremony. I wish to express my thanks to you and to the teachers at Jefferson Elementary that made it possible for us to be here today. Thank you.
Thank you. They have a delegation here from Temple. Mrs. English is
Mrs. English here? The teacher? Oh, you're way over there? Okay. And the gentleman and this lady clapping down here real hard, those are Mama and Daddy.
Thank you for coming to Temple. Y'all want to stand up? Incidentally,
for the benefit of you, they did bring a bunch of pecans for you people from Alsace.
Ladies and gentlemen, under the direction of Mrs. Happ, we had a contest in the schools. A contest to bring about a flag for the city of Castroville. We've never had one. Today we're going to present you the flag, and the little lady, the Betsy Ross of Castroville that made it, seventh grader, Mary Meckler.
All the students of Medina Valley Schools, I present this flag to the city of Castroville.
Thank you. Could we open it up real quick here so we can see what it is?
The first star represents the courage, the second star represents the faith, the third hardships, and the fourth the strength. The fields represent the faith in God that He will provide a good crops, the hills the lush growth, the wells and house represents the will to live and to create a new town and to a culture. And I chose it because it represents what Castroville is today and what it was before.
Thank you very much. As mayor of Castroville, it is my pleasure to accept this for the city.
Mary, we were pretty busy today. We owe you $25. And Ernie Speed says, that's an IOU, okay? You will get it. The city's going to have to raise its taxes.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, the first presentation of the flag was made by Judge Bob O'Connor. Bob is the youngest federal judge ever appointed in the state of Texas, appointed by President Ford. He will be presenting the United States flag. The receiving for the city of Castroville will be Mr. Ellis Burgess. Direct. Ellis can trace his ancestry all the way back to one of the signers, or one of the presidents, Thomas Jefferson. Ladies and gentlemen, from Laredo, Texas, the Honorable Judge Bob O'Connor, federal judge.
Thank you, Bill. While I was in the restaurant here eating just a little while ago, I saw some people from Alsace speaking to some people from here in Castroville, and they were exchanging ideas, and I think that this is part of the bicentennialism, that 200 years ago there must have been a tremendous exchange of ideas from the people from all over the country that came to this, other countries that came to this country and exchanged ideas and made this country a great country. It's truly a melting pot, and I hope that we keep on exchanging ideas here today and in the future. And I think it's so appropriate to have a descendant of Thomas Jefferson to present the flag of the United States in this nice afternoon. Do we have the flag?
The flag is already back here.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Your Honor. My wife and I are particularly proud to accept Old Glory for Castroville. As we mentioned a moment ago, our part of the bicentennial is primarily slanted towards the heritage, the horizons, something to build toward in the future. One thing we're most certain of is that that future is going to depend on the foundations that we build today. Each one of us has a responsibility to our children to instill in them a deep pride in where they came from and in where they are today, so that at the next centennial, the Garzas and the Cheerhearts and all the rest can look back to 20th century Castroville and say, we were there. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, to present the flag of France will be Mr. Mukenbach. I'm not very good at this. Merci. I'm sorry, sir. Merci. Ladies and gentlemen, receiving the flag of France for the city of Castroville, the Charles L. Cisse.
Voilà, c'est la même chose, seulement c'est à l'envers.
Your Honor, Senator Traeger, Monsieur le Consul General de France, Representative Reins, Mr. Speed, Mayor of Castroville, Father Steuben, dear, very dear friends from Castroville and from Medina County. I would like to express my thanks to the city of Castroville for associating the Big Alsace with the celebration of American Bicentennial in the Little Alsace of Texas. It is a pleasure for us, Alsatians, to represent our region and our country here during such an important event. We cannot but think today of our ancestors who came to the New World in 1776 in order to fight for its independence. At the time, there were scores and soldiers and aristocrats scattered throughout the garrisons of France who rejoiced in America as a land of opportunity. The best now of these, the Marquis de Lafayette, was 19 when he began his love affair with America. He said, "The moment I heard of America, I loved her. The moment I knew she was fighting for freedom, I burned with a desire of bleeding for her." Lafayette was in garrison in eastern France when he first heard about the American Revolution. Several French soldiers and officers who followed him also came from eastern France. As early as 1775, negotiations had started between the American colonies and France. At the time, Conrad Alexander Gérard, an Alsatian, played an important role representing the French Ministry of Foreign Affairs in its negotiations with the American Congress. Thanks to him, Lafayette was able to go to the New World. Gérard later became the first French ambassador to the United States. This keen Alsatian diplomat, who was at the origin of the Franco-American friendship. He serves the remembrance of the people of Castroville and those of Alsace today on the occasion of the celebration of the bicentennial of the independence of the United States. May this event be the first of a series of days of friendship between the United States and France, and also between the two Alsaces. Again, I want to thank you for having given me opportunity of addressing the population of Castroville.
Ladies and gentlemen,
an honor for Castroville, an honor for me, the Consulate General de France, Louis Vorms.
Mr. Senator,
Mr. Mayor, member of the Bicentennial Committee, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, mes chers amis, I would like first to thank you very much for having invited my wife and I to this commemoration of the creation of your city by a group of Alsatians. I am honored and pleased to be among you today for several reasons. First of all, I am acting as the representative of His Excellency, Monsieur Kosciusko-Morizet, Ambassador of France, who, due to a quite heavy schedule, was not able to answer favorably to your kind invitation. He has asked me to convey to you his greeting and his congratulations. I am also pleased to be here as a member of a family very much attached to Alsace. My ancestor came from the east of France, my better half from Alsace, and my eldest daughter, here present, was born in the Barin district. About this celebration, you all know the story of Henri Castro, the founder of your city, who served in the Napoleonic army and came to the States after the fall of the empire. I have also nothing to teach you regarding the development of your community, but let tell me your guest from France that several generations of people, mostly Alsatians, worked very hard to create the lovely city you are visiting today. According to a report of Father Domenech, published in 1857, Father Domenech spent 4 years in this part of the country. Castroville was not at that time a paradise. Father Domenech wrote, and I quote, at that time, Castroville consists of a cluster of cabins of every dimension and of street cut by 90 degrees angles. It is limited to the west by a small river, the Bedida, and the east by hills and more or less covered by forest. The site is flat. Weeds grow everywhere, even on the street. In Texas, created by Frenchmen. And since one of the bicentennial aspects in East in Texas is to show the influence of various cultures in the making of the state, it is most appropriate to commemorate this event. Of course, this commemoration takes a special character due to the presence of our distinguished guest from Alsace that I am most happy to welcome. Welcome. May I extend at last my congratulations to each of those who worked so hard to make a success of this celebration, which marks the traditional friendship between France and Texas. Vive la France, vive le Texas, vive Castroville, vive l'Alsace!
Ladies and gentlemen, to present the flag of Mexico, Fernando Peñon. Fernando is the Associated Press representative of Northern Mexico. He's been delegated by the Mayor of Monterrey to present the flag of Mexico. Receiving for the city of Castroville, Mayor Pro Tem Roman Garza.
Wow.
On behalf of the Mayor of Monterrey, I have been asked to present this flag to the people of Castroville and to extend to the people of Castroville its most sincere congratulations for the effort that you have made in this ceremony, which commemorates not only the bicentennial of the United States, but also recognizes the different cultures and the different peoples who made this country great. On a personal note, I also feel very much a part of this ceremony because I was educated both my grammar and high school education by the Sisters of Divine Providence, who I learned today were very much a part of the Alsatian movement to this country. Thank you.
One of the goals of the Bicentennial Committee is to create a museum and visitor center. Today we have our first item to be presented. To present it will be Representative Don Raines of the 45th District of Texas. To accept it will be Ronnie Noonan, President of the Castro Colonies Heritage Association.
Unfold it.
Fold it.
Yes.
Oh,
ladies and gentlemen, of course, distinguished platform guests, and of course our friends from across the water, we'd like to welcome you to Texas, and certainly this is a great opportunity to share a bicentennial celebration with you. We welcome you to Texas and the United States, and I'm sure that you will find your stay gratifying. And certainly we offer our congratulations to the city of Castroville. This is the sixth opportunity I've had to share in a bicentennial celebration in District 45 and the people that I represent in Austin. And certainly I extend my personal congratulations to those of you who have worked so hard, and I know that it's hard work, and please keep working. Thank you very much.
To present another flag of Texas to the city of Castroville, the one which will go up the pole very shortly, will be Senator John Traeger of Seguin. Receiving for the city of Castroville, Mrs. Annette Sherhart.
Ah, c'est Madame Sherhart, non. This is Mrs. Sherhart.
Annette
Sherhart. Mrs. Sherhart.
Annette
Sherhart. Well,
Mrs.
Sherhart.
A good wife.
Hmm?
A very good wife.
Yeah,
Blackie wouldn't come along. He didn't trust up here with all these men.
Mrs. Sherrard, the flag we have has already been taken over so it can be raised at the poll at the time, but I would like to present you this certificate from the Texas State Senate and the State of Texas certifying that flag has flown over the capital of the State of Texas. It is a pleasure to present it to you. I certainly don't have any speech, and I think that regardless of what everybody else says up here, the two young ladies made the best speeches of the day. I do want to take this occasion to thank you on behalf and congratulate you on behalf and extend greetings to you from Governor Briscoe and the state of Texas, particularly to our visitors here from Alsace and to those very fine Texans and Americans here in Castroville. I have had, as Don has, the occasion, although my district is considerably bigger, to take part in some 15 or 16 bicentennial ceremonies, three of those in this county, Hondo, Divine, and here. And it is a distinct pleasure, and this is one of the most unique, one of the most appropriate, and one of the most sincere ones I've had the pleasure to participate in. Congratulations to all of you, and thank you very much for inviting my wife and I to participate in it. Thank you.
For the presentation of the American Bicentennial Flag and certification of Castroville as a bicentennial community, our speaker is Professor of History at the University of Texas at Austin, Director of the Texas Historical Association. He's a gubernatorial appointee to the American Revolutionary Bicentennial Commission of Texas, a member of the National Park Service Advisory Board for the Secretary of the Interior, a presidential appointee to the National Historical Publications Committee. His secretary has written between times, he writes books and articles, and gets into things. He also thinks that his father's people were Alsatians. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Joe Fonts, University of Texas, accepting for the city of Castroville, Mayor Ernest Speed.
I'll say two things, Mayor. One is that you're not going to be short of flags. I'd like to say something also about these certificates. I was given them. I put them in the back seat of my car, and the associate director of the Historical Association promptly got in and sat on them. And I sent them down here to be properly pressed, and this is the first time I've seen them, and I'm very pleased with the way they came out. The first one is a certificate of official recognition according to Castroville, Texas, for designation as a bicentennial community. That's to hang in whatever office you choose. And this is official endorsement of Castroville as a bicentennial community by the American Revolution Bicentennial Commission of Texas. It's signed by the Executive Director, Gene Brownrigg, and by the Chairman, Sam Kent. The other was signed by John Warner, who is the administrator of the bicentennial administration in Washington. Okay. Now one more. There is an official American Revolution bicentennial flag which you fly from your flagpole as you choose, and this is it. No, it's up like that. I think it's there. I agree with our previous speaker. In fact, if I go to any more of these, I'm going to ask whether they're going to have two such poised young women kick off the program. As Bob O'Connor said to me as they finished, he said, well, it's all downhill from here on. And it just, without any denigration of anyone, that's about what it's been. And now we come to me. 130 years ago, roughly, Henry Castro settled this community, the furthest west community in the United States, except, in the United States, certainly the furthest west in Texas. And you heard your consul general talk about what life was like here. It was a dream. It was a sort of impossible dream that people could have told him in the more conservative settled areas that you could not pull off. And yet he brought in about 485 families and another 415 or so bachelors in the first year. And here is the result. They had nearly as many people here after the first year as they have now, which shows one of two things. Either you have not been practicing population pollution, or else that this is a community that has continuity. Certainly it has character. Certainly it is in the best American tradition, because it came from Alsace, which has never quite made up its mind historically whether it's German or French, although basically it is French. It came into an area which believed in the United States. Once Texas became a part of the United States, it refused to join that madness known as secession. The people here said that they were loyal to the Union. They remained loyal to the Union at a time when it was even dangerous during the Civil War. You have continued. You have shown strength. You have given us another ethnic group, of which Texas has a score and a half. You have shown that you belong to both of the twin streams of American history. One, the melting pot, which wasn't as big a melt as we have once thought it was. But you came in as a different group of people. You kept your differences, hallelujah, but you also became solid American citizens. You joined the mainstream of life in this state and in this country. And on behalf of the governor's office and on behalf of the American Revolution Bicentennial Commission of Texas, I want to congratulate you and tell you how pleased I am to be here myself. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, next will be the raising of the flags. Immediately following our flag raising ceremony, we'll have coffee and punch right back over here. We do have several telegrams we'd like to read. Honorable Ernest Speed, Mayor of Castroville. I am pleased to take this opportunity to congratulate the citizens of Castroville on the occasion of your bicentennial flag presentation ceremony. The bicentennial celebrations planned by the people of Castroville are most inspiring and are symbolic of the continued faith of the people of Texas and the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is particularly gratifying that you are joined by representatives of the Alsatian community of France, with whom so many of your citizens share a common ancestry. Please express to them my personal greetings and my hope that their visit to Texas is a memorable one. Bill Hobby, Lieutenant Governor, State of Texas. Another one. To Alsatian amigos, while I cannot be with you due to schedule and commitments, I express my sincerest welcome to Texas and to the United States, to the Alsatians. My spirit joins you in this celebration and the purpose that your presence...